Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal. Good afternoon, Bunty. Greetings from San Francisco.
Hey, Rohit, how are things with you today? Everything's tip-top in London for me.
Oh, everything's wonderful. I'm just enjoying the weekend. Got a couple of things to take care of, but otherwise just very chilled and relaxed. I'm listening to some music, I've been listening to some music on my turntable and my LP collection, which I've kind of gotten back into LPs over the last couple of years. I also had the opportunity to see an excellent show, PJ Harvey at San Francisco, which was just very well done, marvelously theatrical. And I'm just very glad that, she didn't lip sync, which is apparently what Justin Bieber did at a concert in Mumbai, for which people paid up to 75,000 rupees.
Oh, God. That's a lot of money to listen to lip syncing. That's my first reaction. Because I think the general expectation is if you're going to see a performance, a live performance at that, do you think people are in line for refunds? Can they write?
I don't know. I think they should, because, in a practical sense, getting a refund from, the event management world in India is very difficult. There are a couple of new companies. I believe, some of them do very good work. There was some talk about the entrepreneur who got this concert together. But I would think that he should owe people. So I'm looking at the story that you sent me a link to, Bunty. And it says, Justin Bieber's bad lip sync, and that phrase is in quotes, at Mumbai concert has left Twitterati fuming. Now, the thing is, it's not just that he lip synced the concert. It's that he didn't make any effort whatsoever to conceal that he was lip syncing. That's one. I believe at some point of time, he took a drink of water. And even as he was drinking water, the vocals were continuing in the background. So it was clear that he didn't give a damn for what was going on here. And then in the little box, which says related news for this story, this is from the Indian Express. There are three other stories mentioned. The first is Sonali Bendre calls Justin Bieber India concert waste of time, gets mercilessly trolled by believers. So, Justin Bieber's fans, whether in India or elsewhere, are, they think he has the right to do this. And then there's, some other kind of useless news pieces. Did Justin Bieber leave India in a huff due to the heat? His shirtless photos at the airport prove this. And did Justin Bieber start swearing when people tried to click selfies with him? So, I think all of this seems to be in very bad taste. I think they are owed money, but whether they'll get it or not is another question.
I think this is an odd one when a performer comes and in effect doesn't perform. That's how I'm looking at it. So if this was taken into any other context, if a footballer comes and runs around the field without the ball being in the field, or a tennis player comes and just shadow practices tennis and people pay full price for it, that's the kind of equivalent of what happens. But some of the comments that you've picked up on, Rohit, from that article that I sent you, actually kind of shows a certain level of arrogance that young cultural icons have in the West about India and other emerging markets. And there is one, there was a guy from Snapchat who recently said something about Indians, but bulk of Indians being poor, which drove a lot of people off the wall. Again, let's not get into that. But what I'm looking at is this is a guy who's doing a tour called Purpose. I'm not a Justin Bieber fan. I'm in the wrong demographic. Well, actually, funny enough, neither is my daughter, though she is in the right demographic.
Right.
She's more into gorillas, which is another story, and we'll talk about it another time. I know personally friends of mine on Facebook who spent quite a lot of time, money, and energy taking their loved ones to this kind of a concert. I feel bad for them. That is at one level. And the other thing is, the arrogance of this guy to fly in. He's made the money that he needs to make off us,
right,
in India. He swans off. And what will happen is in 2 weeks' time, you'll get some kind of picture of him eating in a curry house in Toronto or something and saying he loves Indian food. And Femina will do a piece on it, or some other soft magazine will do a piece on it, and everything will be back to okay. But I think we should take this moment, just pause and say, basically, there's a guy who's in his 20s, who's nominally, you know, he's amongst his fans, he's a great believer. He basically came and gave us the middle finger and went away. And there's nothing we can do about it. It's an odd one. So the only corrective measure I'd say is let's look for artists who, you know, actually don't, you know, show us the middle finger, actually treat the country with respect. In fact, this should be a complete cause for the Bajrang Dal. Like if there's a global kind of Sena of some sort, Bieber Sena is now needs to be activated. Where this guy goes, he should be given hassle because, you know, he's insulted the country.
Well, you know, it's weird because the irony is that someone who's in the Bajrang Dal, they'd probably be thrilled if someone like Justin Bieber took a selfie with them. So you'll have some, you know, lout who otherwise is killing people for imagined insults to cows. But he'd be, you know, he'd put a photo up of himself with Justin Bieber in his room. You do remember Bal Thackeray had been delighted that Michael Jackson had actually taken a whiz in his...
This is gentle one. Yes. Bal Thackeray and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, he had actually written, I think he showed that, you know, that urinal to the Indian writer Suketu Mehta, who wrote this, you know, book on Bombay called Maximum City. So, yeah, I completely agree with you about, you know, the arrogance and the middle finger. There's a couple of things, observations I'll make here. One is that this is a fairly typical response, you know, decades ago, I want to say, when I was in Bombay, I attended a few concerts. I used to go to quite a few in this auditorium called Rang Bhavan, which was situated bizarrely next to a hospital. So very sensibly, at some point of time, people realized that, you know, you don't want to be subjecting people who are on their deathbed to, you know, bad covers of Led Zeppelin and so on. But, you know, I went for a concert by Bon Jovi, and I remember going for a concert by Deep Purple. The Deep Purple concert was absolutely fabulous. The Bon Jovi concert was not very good. And, you know, again, one of the members of the band made all kinds of racist remarks. Oh, India's a terrible country, not many people speak English, and so on. Second point about this, you know, business of throwing some crumbs at us. Bieber already threw those crumbs at us because he did the mandatory thing of getting a few people with, you know, getting a few snaps with some slum children. And also he said, India is my favorite country, or I love India. But to me, that's actually almost more offensive, because the fact that you think you cannot deliver what you promised to deliver and that you can placate us as if we are a bunch of, you know, fools just waiting for a little approbation from the West, little praise from the West, little approval from the West, sorry, you know, that is almost more offensive. And I think it should be, you're absolutely right, it should be a wake-up call, and we shouldn't, you know, agree to get people who have, you know, this kind of arrogance, and nor should we, you know, spend a fortune getting, in another context, musicians who are actually kind of well past their prime and would not be able to fill a stadium in the West.
I think Bappi Lahiri is a famous musician in certain quarters in India, and he covers himself with gold. I think Bappi Lahiri should do a purpose concert, a purpose world tour, and he should go from nation to nation offending people whose artists have offended us.
That's excellent.
And I think Bappi Lahiri can pull it off brilliantly, because, you know, that guy is such a dude. He wears shades in the nighttime. You know, he doesn't take his shades off, right? I can imagine in that, you know, he'll go to Canada and say, horse riding monkeys. You know, so whatever it is that he says. So I vote for that. If he can't go up to a Bajrang Dal level, Bappi Lahiri let loose on the rest of the world with proper levels of insults is something that we should humor.
We could, yeah. I think that's an excellent idea. Anyway, on the thought of a Bappi Sena and what it might look like, we should wrap this up. We're just about at time. So yeah, hopefully the next time, you know, we have some artists coming to Bombay, people do get their money's worth. You know, worth just mentioning that if the same artist, if he had done this in the US, everyone, there would have really been a furor, right? There was
correct.
People were livid when Dave Chappelle, I think he was in Detroit and he had smoked some extra strong weed and he kind of his show bombed. And, you know, people let him know that. And the same thing with Kanye West when he was, you know, 4 hours late for a concert, or Lauryn Hill is often late for concerts. People do let that get known. And it does, you know, affect their reputation and so on. But, well, you know, India is something that the West has taken for granted historically. So maybe it's just that old story all over again. Okay. All right. So, okay, Banti, take care then, and we'll, be back soon with another conversation.
All right. Chalo, take care. Bye-bye.
All right.